Introduction. The Tragic Death of a Young Man in Africa. Ah, Mufundisi. They only found small pieces of his body scattered through the bush. Maplanga wasn't smiling as he related the story. Maplanga had the greatest smile I had ever seen on the face of an African. We were standing together under the shade of a lemon tree. I had been watching Maplanga's melancholy expressions all morning, and I had seen the signs of sadness etched across his face, so I had not yet spoken. The African way is not to rush in the midst of emotion. Still, I genuinely wanted to know what had happened, so when I caught his glance, I asked him with my eyes. He began to tell the story. "It was there," he said, as he shook his head, lifting his chin, and pointing with pursed lips to a place just across from our house on the Zambezi River. "It was there where we see the light shining every night from those light globes powered by the big generator at the safari camp near Matusadana." I reached up and pulled a lemon from the tree, stuck my thumb into it, and peeled it back as I took a seat on a nearby rock. I used the peeling as a pointer to motion toward another rock as I offered Maplanga a seat. He took a seat and spoke softly once again. "This is the story they tell. It seems a young man had come out from England on holiday with a group of his friends. They were taking pictures of the animals there in the bush. When darkness came, they sat around the fire talking until they were tired. When the young man went to his bed, where he had pitched his tent far from the others, he left the tent door open. When the night became quiet and still, the lions came looking for food. Everyone was awakened by the screaming. The lions took that young man from his tent, and they ate him right there while the others were listening. Ah, Mufundisi. They only found small pieces of his body scattered through the bush. Though brief and straight to the point, so typical of the way the Batanga people narrate a story, Maplanga's words left a haunting picture hanging in my mind. I found myself thinking often of the episode over the next several days, having many times seen prides of hunting lions violently ravage their prey in the remote area of the Zambezi River Valley, where my family and I were living as missionaries at the time. I could readily visualize how terrible the final moments of that young man's life must have been. When during the following week I finally made my way into town, the newspaper reports only verified what I had already begun to assume had taken place. I heard a horrendous yell. The newspaper quoted David Boyle, a fellow photographic tourist, as he described the horrible death of the 19-year-old British student whose lifelong dream it had been to spend a year in Africa. I didn't know if it was human or animal, but it was long and loud, and it was suddenly cut off, followed by a prolonged sound of growling. I stood reading the description of how, in the pre-dawn darkness of that ominous August night in 1999, David Pleydell Bovary was attacked and savaged by a pride of 10 to 12 lions. According to the reports, he died only a minute or two after the attack began, but by that time, much of his body had been shredded and eaten by lions in the deep bush of the Matusadana wilderness area of northwestern Zimbabwe. When the sun came up the next morning, local game rangers found parts of his dismembered body strewn through the bush up to 20 yards from his tent. Unaware, we had been watching from the far side of the river. On the night of the attack, my family and I had been sitting on the front veranda of our home in Siavonga, Zambia, looking across the river as we often did, gazing at the lights of Zimbabwe dancing on the surface of the water. We often entertained ourselves in the evening by imagining what it must be like for those people enjoying the adventure of falling in love with Africa for the first time there in the safari camps on the other side.